The AccuWeather forecast, cloudy, windy, chance for rain, maybe a thunderstorm. High today, only around 54. 20-year-old Zarell Strong is in the Racine County Jail in reference to the March 11th shooting of a juvenile and two adults inside the Bray Community Center. A news release indicating two separate location no-knock search warrants resulted in Strong being found at a home in the 1500 block of Park Avenue, arrested for attempted homicide and bail jumping. The victims all wounded during a large fight that erupted late in the evening inside of that neighborhood facility. A 16-year-old girl was taken to Children's Hospital with the most serious injury. Ford is recalling some 48,000 vehicles for three separate issues. 5,500 Lincoln MKCs and Ford Explorers have block heaters which can overheat and cause two fires thus far. 38,000 low-roof Ford Transit vans have side curtain airbags that may be incorrectly positioned. And 5,000 F-650 and 750 pickup trucks have a parking brake issue. Ford says it's not aware of any accidents or injuries connected to the recalls. A proposed tax incremental financing district for Uptown Racine to help spur development and improve the area, drawing the concern of some residents living in that particular neighborhood over their taxes perhaps going up, expressing that to the City Plan Commission. Todd Taves is a financial consultant working with the city on the TIDS creation. He explained how the district will benefit from improved property values.
Any taxes that are paid on value, property value above the base value. So again, using a 100,000 example, if for any reason the property's value goes up over 100,000 in the future, the taxes on that amount above 100,000 stay with the district.
Any homeowners needing help on loans or other matters are urged to contact the City Development Office. There is existing help available. Meanwhile, the TID proposal supported unanimously going to the Common Council next month. The Institute of Supply Chain Management's Milwaukee chapter and partnering Marquette University report their index that measures the manufacturing sector of Southeast Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Well, it stayed on the positive side all through the month of March. With anything above 50 being positive, the index was at 57.78 this month. That compares to 55.22 in February and 50.36 in January. It's the third consecutive positive month and the 20th in the past 31 months for measuring business conditions. Well, you may not have known this, but there was a cookie war going on for quite some time. It's now over. Michael Descano says Trader Joe's settling up a lawsuit filed by Pepperidge Farm.
The crummy battle was over chocolate-filled cookies. Pepperidge Farm went to federal court back in December and sued Trader Joe's, claiming Trader Joe's crispy cookies filled with Belgian chocolate too closely resembled Pepperidge Farm's Milano brand. A lawyer representing Pepperidge Farm now says the two companies reached what he calls a mutually satisfactory resolution, and they agreed to make no further public comments about the dispute. Hope they celebrated with milk and cookies. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News. Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and breezy, chance for some rain, maybe even a thunderstorm, high near 54. The Racine Library Board is going to wait to get more information before deciding how to get the bookmobile service running again after word that the damaged mobile library is going to be out of service for at least another month and maybe more. Library Director Jessica McPhail says the March 15th accident at State and Marquette Streets caused thousands of dollars in damage. And looking at repairs maybe several weeks down the road before they're completed, she says there is the chance they might go purchase a used vehicle from a library in Illinois.
The figure that they're looking at for the used bookmobile is $19,000, but that does not include the cost of bringing it up here, making any necessary repairs, possibly painting it. So there's a lot of information the board has asked. That's why we're deferring action.
She says the used vehicle could keep the program going until a new vehicle can be purchased and put on the streets with funding donated by S.C. Johnson.
As you know, we have a donation to purchase a new bookmobile, and that takes about a year to build. And we've just sent out the specs to the vendors, so we don't have an estimate yet from our new bookmobile. So this service is just too valuable to stop.
The library board putting off any decision on repairing the old mobile library or buying a used one until the cost of both options is known. In the meantime, McPhail says anybody who normally uses the bookmobile and has materials on hold can pick them up at the main library downtown. ahead of a candlelight prayer vigil tonight in the 3900 block of Green Street on the far northeast side of Racine. There's word that a fund has now been established for slain delivery driver James Norris at Educators Credit Union, done by Big Sisters of Greater Racine. Contributions to the James Norris Family Fund can be made at any branch office. The money to help pay funeral expenses. One of Norris's daughters, a little sister, in the Big Sisters program. And an initiative in Milwaukee to prevent panhandling is now in motion, city officials launching the Keep the Change program. The goal to reduce the number of panhandlers and provide meaningful support for those truly affected by homelessness. Keep the Change signs have been posted all around the city. Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development releasing the February jobless numbers. Racine County showing up at 6.6%, the same as a year ago, but up from 6.2% in January. Kenosha County's 6.2% figure, that was up a bit from February of last year, and it compares to 5.8% in January. As for the city of Racine, a 7.9% jobless figure last month, that's up 7/10 from January, and it was tops in the state. Kenosha at 6.6%, comparing to 6.3% the opening month. Other jobless numbers in February, including 6% in Caledonia, 4.8% in Oak Creek, 5% in Mount Pleasant, and 6.8% in Milwaukee. State Department of Revenue, which tries to reunite state residents with unclaimed property, has been finding success using tax records to locate the owners on a variety of items turned over to the state.
That record matching has been incredibly successful. We launched that last June. In the first 3 months, we gave back more than $11.6 million for about 100,000 claims. And then that just kept building on throughout the year. So we gave back nearly $39 million in total of unclaimed property last year. And then just again in March, we were able to match more tax records again, and we gave about $13 million away this month.
That's DOR spokesperson Stephanie Marquis, who says there's a link on the department's webpage to help people find out if the state is holding any of their unclaimed property. Governor Scott Walker signing 56 bills into law at the Capitol, one of them Assembly Bill 602, adding Christian Schools International to the list of entities that are accrediting agencies and pre-accrediting agencies for purposes of the Milwaukee, Racine, and Wisconsin parental choice programs. There's also Assembly Bill 201, removing the requirement for prosecutors to prove that a driver knew that they'd struck somebody or a vehicle occupied by a person, the bill co-authored by Senator Van Wongard. Assembly Bill 576, reducing time by 1 year that local assessments can be out of compliance with state law before state-supervised reevaluation is ordered. That was authored by Randall Representative Samantha Kirkman. It appears the standoff on the size of signage at Racine's Regency Mall between the ownership of the mall and the city of Racine is coming to an end, while a business waiting on a resolution to it to open up there is approved for a compromise sign package by the Plan Commission. Interim Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining Ross Dress for Less would get a west wall sign of 275 square feet, a 150 foot square sign on the south facade of the old Penny site.
I guess the dual exception here is that this is part of a department store lot that, through the development agreement for the overall Regency Mall development, allows department store lots more flexibility than mall lots. So based on those, we'd be recommending approval of what's being proposed. There again, 275 square feet facing west and 150 square feet facing south.
Sadowski adding that the request by Ross, which had exceeded existing sign standards, also tied into the standards for the entire mall, which the city finally did receive and is still under review. Plan Commission support on the Ross Dress for Less signage request going to the Common Council next week. The company that put in the rubber matting for Kenosha's Dream Playground project at Petsky Park is from Brookfield, but not answering any questions about its safety and reported deterioration. The Kenosha News says MJD's Property Solutions was hired as a subcontractor by Elkhorn-based McGill Construction. The playground has been closed since March the 18th after a company in Wind Lake cited multiple safety test failures with that rubberized matting. Attempts to make contact with MJD's officials have thus far proven unsuccessful. City officials will only say the goal is to get the problem fixed and the playground reopened as soon as possible. And the lobby of the Racine Police Department includes a display case with a machine gun connected to John Dillinger and his gang who robbed the downtown bank, the American Bank, in November of 1933 and took hostages, releasing both unharmed outside the city. That is not the only machine gun connected to the famed criminal. Officials in Peru, Indiana say they've got proof a Thompson submachine gun, just like the one in Racine, was taken from them by Dillinger the same year as the Racine Bank robbery. But it's been on display in Tucson, Arizona, at the police department. Peru's police chief says he's confirmed the gun's serial number. Now he's hoping to convince officials in Tucson to return it. Whether or not the Rockford, Illinois Board of Fire and Police Commissioners was leaning toward an outsider to become the next chief of police before Racine's Art Howell took his name out of the running, that's unknown. However, the second of the two outside candidates, Howell being the other, among the original three finalists, that outsider got the job. The panel going with Dan O'Shea, the Operations Bureau Commander with the Elgin Police Force. It's believed to be the first time Rockford's police chief has been hired from outside the department. Assistant Deputy Chief Doug Penn was also a finalist. O'Shea succeeds Chet Epperson, who retired last November. As for Howell, he got a two-year contract extension from the Racine Police and Fire Commission. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services says two more cases of that strange bacteria have now been identified, which brings the total number of people diagnosed to 62, from which 18 have died. One of the 62 cases confirmed is in Racine County. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been working with state officials trying to identify the source of the bacteria. It's an infection of the bloodstream. It began to show up in Wisconsin last November. Most of the victims have been over the age of 65 with a serious underlying health condition. The former executive director of Kenosha Shalom Center, now the director of the community's Habitat for Humanity program, Fran Hansen left the Shalom Center last year on the heels of a failed attempt to put a homeless shelter in an uptown location. The executive director position at Habitat had been open since November. The organization right now working on its fourth housing project in Kenosha. And there's also word from Washington today that weekly jobless claims were at a two-month high, having risen more than expected last week. Labor Department getting a total of 276,000 initial requests, an increase of roughly 11,000 from the previous week. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.